Namaste. My name is Will Simra. I'm an International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak why women over 30 remain single. So the biological clock of the women are ticking. They need desperately a husband and kids. And over 30, the chances are less that they get fulfilled, that they have a husband who provides everything what they need, that the husband is paying, that the husband is an ideal partner and a good father, and so on. To the same time, the men don't like more and more not to marry. Why? Because they are frustrated from the norms of the society and from women. And they don't want to fulfill the dreams of their wives anymore. They don't want to be the slaves. Then, today at the Zoom, I didn't know it, that the females cheat them quite often. Then, the biggest issue is the laws of divorces are so totally against men. If the man is married and has kid and they divorce, the man has to pay for the kids and for the spouse, even the spouse has cheated him. And then the females say maybe the women are not cheating so often. In Germany, they have brought out to survive that every fourth kid is procreated outside of the marriage. And the stupid husband has to pay for that. And then the divorce rate is going through the roof. And then the risk is too high for the man to get married. What makes a good marriage? That's the next point. Sex, money, and communication. The first thing is sex. 50% of the husband would not have married if they have known how sexless a marriage is. After 5 years, only 7% of all couples have more than once a week sex. This means unmarried men have more sex. And maybe also more exciting sex. What is with purchases? In America, is it so that 80% of all purchases are made, or purchase decisions are made through the females. If the man is not married, still the females are making the decision. Is it so maybe the husband buys the things for the spouse? Or he is buying the things for the spouse to get sex? I can even prove that. The next biggest issue is communication. What said my friend? If the communication is down, the relationship is over. Today, the smartphone is much more attractive than the real communication between the couples. It is so hard to say honest your opinion that most of the mostly of the cases they don't say in any case. And I have experienced it, and billions of other husbands have experienced it, censorship and blackmail of the women. We say something, you cannot say such things. And this is the best recipe to terminate every relationship, every marriage. And I can forecast this. If I see this, I say directly, if you make it more, or again, your marriage is over. And always I was right. It never will work out because a man has a strong ego for the communication. And he wants that the women are respect him. And if his wife not respecting him, finish. If he cannot say what he wants, if he get blackmail, finish. He hates this wife. The next thing is what my mother said. She married over 30 and she was still attractive, had an attractive post and so on. And okay, we don't want to say more. She said, so older you are, so less flexible you are. And if you marriage over 30, it's very difficult to adapt to your partner. So this means we have to be flexible to adapt to our spouse. Then we see the disasters of the African-American ladies who are very successful. They can't find any African spouse, or very difficult, who is the same successful than them. So what? They have to adapt. They don't get the spouse who is successful than them. Adapt. Easy. So I'm 60 years old, and again, I have a new girlfriend, and think over, do I have to adapt? Do I have to compromise for my desires to be together with her? Do I have to be grateful that I have the chance to be again together with a woman? And that every day is a gift to be together with her? Things is over for you. And then you can have the luck to be together with somebody. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.